Got an issue you just can't fix? On the fence about what direction you should take? Been wrestling with a situation that's out of control? Let's take it out of the too hard basket.
And this one that we're taking out of the too hard basket for today is from Melissa. And Melissa writes to us and says, every Friday, I take my 10-year-old daughter for her swimming lesson. We arrive 45 minutes before her lesson so we can play together. We have a beach ball that we play a kind of water volleyball with in the hydro pool, and we have so much fun. However, this fun is being interrupted by a young boy and his even younger sister, both who attend my daughter's school. They come in the pool and they want to join in. And we're both unhappy, says Melissa, as we feel obliged to let them play as well. With the children playing with my daughter, it relinquishes the responsibility on the parents, as now I'm looking after their children. They're happily free to concentrate on their phones and no longer watch their kids. In addition, the boy doesn't play fair and hogs the ball. The girl takes the ball off to the side of the pool as she feels left out, and my daughter is unhappy because we aren't playing together. After being through chemotherapy, writes Melissa, and recovery, I have vowed to play all the more with my children. I miss out on laughing and doing silly things with my daughter. I want to say no to the children, but I am afraid that I would sound petty to the parents. So what do I do? How would you handle Melissa's pool dilemma? If you have some thoughts, you can leave a post and a comment on the RN Facebook page. Or text me right now on 0418 226 576. On the ball for this one, we have a lovely pool of people, two really. Denise Erickson, co-founder of Media Mentors, and creative entrepreneur, filmmaker and home dad, Justin Bechtold. And Justin, Denise, hello, lovely to have you back
hello.
On the radio.
Hello, lovely to talk to you both.
Justin, hi Michael, hi Denise.
And hi. Justin, I'll come to you in a moment. Denise, what was your initial reaction when you read this scenario?
Well, you know, when you get these scenarios, you do a bit of a skim read and you go, oh, for goodness sake, get over yourself. And then I read it properly. And I can feel for Melissa because my much-loved daughter-in-law had breast cancer a couple of years ago. And one of the effects afterwards is the desperation to connect again. Well, not to physically connect again with your children is really powerful. Mm. So I totally understand her desire to, you know, play with her child uninterrupted. So actually I ended up feeling a lot more sympathetic and trying to come up with solutions instead of just being, oh, for goodness sake, it's a public pool, which isn't very nice, you know, of me.
Well, I'm glad to hear you went through a little bit of a journey there on your own sort of sense of tact around this, Denise. And that's good because often the devil is in the detail and the nuances of these little stories that come to us as part of Too Hard Basket. Yeah. And Justin, what about yourself? Do you have a perspective on Melissa's pool dilemma?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, time is precious with kids. You know, you only got kids for so long. And I think, you know, spending quality time with your kids is important, not just to you as a parent, but also to the child as well. So I think it's, you know, it's a really important issue, I think.
You've been the playful dad in social gatherings of children, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. My family motto is keep it fun. So, yeah, everything we do, we always apply some kind of element of fun to, you know, whatever it is that we do.
And in so doing, Justin, do you find that if you're in a social gathering with people, with other families, other kids, and kids are drawn into that play, that it's a natural reaction perhaps from parents to go, well, that's taken care of then, I can move away and I'll let that adult over there deal with all the distractions and demands?
You know, that happens to me all the time, especially because when I'm like dropping kids off at school, I'm like the first person to, you know, like initiate a game of Tiggy or something with the kids. So there'll be like, you know, 20 or 30 kids all just running around, you know, chasing each other and playing hide and seek or whatever. And the parents are often like, yeah, just brush their hands off and they're like, oh, yeah, Justin's got them. Let's not worry about them now. We'll just go back to our phones or our conversations.
I think it's time you started
charging
them an hourly rate.
It's very easy just to handball it off to someone else.
Just charge them an hourly rate, Justin. I think that's the only way forward from now on. Denise, you've taken your own grandchild, I think, who's 5 years old, to swimming lessons. How did that go?
Well, look, I love taking her out into things like swimming lessons. And I'm one of those people that, like, if I see a group of kids playing that are usually, you know, going to be connected to the activity that she's about to join, I'm one of the ones going, oh, why don't you go and play with them? Partly because she's an only child, but also she's incredibly sociable. So, and it's not so that, I mean, I'm like a hawk still, particularly around swimming pools. I mean, I'm never just going to go and nick off and play with my phone because I'd be terrified that something would happen to her. But I think, like, I love the idea of her joining into groups of activities. So I'm one of those ones who go, oh, God, do you want to go and have a play with, you know, Melissa's daughter? Because you know her from school, so off you go. And it wouldn't occur to me to think, oh, my God, that could be a problem. So I think that, you know, it is something that Melissa has – it's a very different situation to the norm in the sense that she's brought her child there to have a game with the beach ball and she doesn't want interference from other kids. And I think that's fair enough. But I do think that there's ways she could get around it and still, you know, without upsetting anybody.
Yeah. What are you suggesting?
Well, one of the things I thought, to bring a spare beach ball and just give it to the other kids and tell them to nick off and play their own game, point one. She could also chat to the kids and say, look, she and her daughter really want to play together for a while, but how about we give you a shout 10 minutes before class and you can join in then? That's assuming the kids are in the same class. I mean, I just, like, if all else fails, then I probably would talk to the parents and say, look, just so that you understand, I've been through this awful treatment recently and I'm really trying to, you know, just have a bit of more time one-on-one with my daughter. Would you mind if the kids don't join us in these games? But she may find that by just saying to the kids, I mean, my granddaughter's very astute and if she's told to go play somewhere else, she's quite happy to. So I think that I don't think it's necessarily going to be a huge issue, but it's something that Melissa will have to sort of take some decisions about and put into action, I think.
Well, clearly, because, I mean, you know, Melissa is obviously feeling quite conflicted about this. And as someone, as you say, who's gone through cancer treatment and now wants to spend as much time intensively with her children because she realises that is of value to herself and her children too. And her daughter is seemingly unhappy about the two other kids getting involved. Maybe this is the kind of thing that needs to happen. And I think, Justin, you said something about time out maybe from the two other children initially before they join in.
Yeah, I think I agree with Denise. You know, you could give them like give them another, you know, 10-minute warning. So, you know, just give us 10 minutes to ourselves and we can join in. Or there's other things where you can do where you can just simply explain, like, listen, you know, I know you guys want to join in, but today we're just having some special mummy and daughter time, you know, so maybe next week, you know, we could play together. I think, you know, kids really respond to that. They understand the importance of that, you know, mummy daughter time or daddy son time or whatever it is. So, you know, kids really understand that kind of dynamic. And or the other option is to, you know, like set up teams, you know, and swap teams, and, you know, or give them special rules and stuff about the game. You know, like, yeah, we can play, but you can only, you know, hold the ball for 5 seconds before you got to tap it away or whatever. You know, you can create different rules around those games.
I think at the heart of this is that Melissa really doesn't, and I understand why, that doesn't want those kids playing because of the fundamental reason. So I think that, you know, if she's not able to compromise on that position, and as I say, I'm not being judgmental about it at all, then she has to be quite firm with kids. And I mean, I don't know. I think sometimes that maybe it's because I'm a grandparent and so therefore I'm going around this for the second time. Maybe sometimes we turn it into a bigger issue than it actually is. You know, just say to the kids, look, sorry, mate, I'm playing with my daughter here. You know, nick off you go. See you later. you know, and I mean, I've said that sort of stuff in the, you know, kids in the park, you know, and they just sort of look at you as if you're like some old bat. being a grandmother and go away. And I just think that it's actually maybe not as big a thing as Melissa is feeling that it is. And I can see why she's feeling that. But actually just say, look, sorry, kids, we're busy. See you in class.
Look, I think as we come to an end on this, Justin and also Denise, I think there's a couple of strategies here. Either distract or be honest with the children about what other times are available, but not right now. And of course, one of the areas that Facebook comments are focused on is talking to the parents as well. But that can be a difficult thing because you don't know who the parents are and you don't know how they're going to react. And, you know, that I can see why that might be a suggestion, but it also can be a little confronting for people. But I think with a mixture of distraction and just plain honesty, maybe, you know, Melissa will get the space she needs with her daughter and everyone will come away without feeling too compromised. And I do thank you both very much for these insights as parents and grandparents into how to deal with these situations in a public pool. So thanks again to co-founder of Media Mentors, Denise Erickson. Denise, talk to you soon.
You will. Lovely to talk to you both again.
And Justin Bechtold, talk to you soon as well.
No worries. There is a quick final option I could offer.
Quick?
That's as a final resort, you could always pull a Caddyshack, drop a polywaffle into the pool, and you might have to end up clearing the entire pool, but at least you'll probably end up with it to yourselves.
And on that tasteful bombshell from Justin Bechtold, if you have an issue you would like to resolve in the Two Hard Basket, just send it to us at lifematters@abc.net.au and put Two Hard Basket in the header and we'll do our best to discuss it for you. Thank you both very much. Erica Voles, what do you got?
Lots of reflections. Ruth writes, women have always been taught that we must defer to others and put our feelings above everyone else's feelings above our own. This is not true. It would be perfectly fine to say to the other children's parents, this is my special time with my daughter. So please tell your children that they can't join us. Lots of other reflections agreeing. One listener says, simply ask the parents and be strong. This is ridiculous. But look, that sounds reasonable. Not everyone is okay with conflict. And look, Michael, a couple of reflections about our story on mindfulness. Psychology and therapeutic gardens.
Yeah.
Georgina says the Melbourne Botanic Gardens meditative spaces. I visited these spaces last Monday. What a wonderful addition to the gardens. I was soothed at a time of great stress. And Michael, there'll be a lot more comments heading to the Monday mailbox.
I have no doubt. Erica Voles, thank you very much. And a big shout out to all of the Life Matters team for their enormous effort this week. Hilary Harper is back next week. I am too. We'll talk to you then.